Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. There's a lot going on. I'll just run through fast some of the headlines. Pakistan and China appear to be forming an alliance against India. China, Hong Kong, invasion of Hong Kong has now been verified elsewhere. We got active shooters in Philadelphia. Larry's going to give us an update on that one. Portland, Oregon, this weekend, according to Antifa, where they're going to actually dress up as conservatives or maybe even don police uniforms. They're going all out. The communists want this nation down. Personally, I believe they'll go nationwide through the rest of the summer. They got to move if they're going to do anything at this point to totally destabilize the United States and bring in their chaos for their new world order. Then we had the stock market down 800 points. Therefore, you want to beware for tomorrow and particularly Black Friday for a possible bank closing on Monday. They like to do that over the weekend. Anyway, let's go first, Larry, with this active shooter. What is the latest? I know Turner was carrying stuff about it. What's going on?
Yeah, Turner's carrying stuff on it, and Fox News is carrying live reports. It appears that there was a drug bust going down on a gangster location in Philadelphia involving drugs, and they got in a shootout, and it developed into an incredible shootout. So far, they're reporting 6 Philadelphia police officers shot and gone to hospitals, and they're reporting now that there's 2 more police officers that are trapped inside the building with the shooters. Don't know how many shooters, but they're still, this is going on 3 hours now, and they're still firing. So it's an incredible deal. This is just a little bit of what, you know, it kind of dovetails into the report also yesterday that gangs in Chicago and some other cities were planning on assassinations against the police. So we're in a time of lawlessness, total lawlessness, and the government's one of the biggest, it seems to be, operators in that field.
Yeah, in fact, it makes you wonder sometimes if the government isn't behind a lot of this stuff. In fact, we know they are behind a lot of it. And it's kind of like this Epstein case. Nobody even knows whether the guy's dead or alive. We know that the body double, the one they carried out, is not Epstein at all. And that's very, very obvious. Anyone who knows how to compare facial features, that was not Epstein they carried out. I don't think the person they carried out was a dead person either. His color was good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, as I said before, folks, you're being scammed. And the biggest scammer of all is, unfortunately, our own government. They are actively involved in this takedown of the United States. You got guys like Nadler pulling all kinds of stuff. Now, I just heard, I don't know if you heard this, Larry, where he threatened the Supreme Court of the United States, basically.
That's what's going on, but a new report just came out on Fox News a while ago, says Nadler benched, says a federal judge slams down Democrats scam the system gambit in the Democrats impeachment probe. So it's a civil war even in the government. I mean, this thing is just completely out of hand.
Well, of course, if you took Jeremiah ruler against ruler, I guess you'd have to consider that a civil war. Maybe it's only among the rulers and most of the people stand down. But it appears that the rulers are not going to stand down on any of this. So this is, with everything that's going on, what do you think, Larry? Do you think they're going to really start pulling the plug maybe this weekend and just it'll accelerate from there?
Well, it's going to be a time people need to really keep a heads up, especially with this Antifa report that they're what they're planning in Portland, because this is going to be bad. You know, if they come in dressed as police, there can be a lot of people hurt, and you can blame the police, and I guess you can blame the conservatives. That's what they're dressed as. But, you know, law enforcement could put a stop to this in 1 minute. They could deny them, since these are not protests. These are attacks.
Mm-hmm.
This is terrorism. This is domestic terrorism. They could put an end to it, but they won't do it. They just stand by and let it happen.
Yeah, and, boy, the death toll in somebody told me that 40 people were shot in Chicago over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily killed, but shot. So they've got a, you know, it's a gang warfare or a terrorism on another scale, I guess. So I guess from the latest from Turner, he says, update at 6:03, officers have non-threatening injuries. Up to 4 active shooters said to be roaming free inside the building. FAA has been asked and has granted a no-fly zone for a 1 mile radius around the firefight. Suspects are still inside. Then he has another update. At least one suspect inside is allegedly live streaming the event. Narcotics Strike Force attempting to execute a warrant against gang members who did not want to comply with it. So anyway, this is, folks, this is what's America's coming to. And now you got a guy like Nadler, who's a deep state communist. He's a very, very evil man, threatening our Supreme Court. I mean, how far does this go?
The reason they threaten the Supreme Court is they're afraid that the Supreme Court is going to rule against the left on this gun issue. Stuart, the main thing is they want the guns, and they want them now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Of course, we've gone into that somewhat with the United Nations. This is all a UN situation, folks, with the UN gun control, global gun control thing. And what do you do? I mean, State Department 7277, disarm. Even our own military turned it all over to the United Nations for UN peacekeeping forces. That's the whole plan, not only in America but elsewhere. Take the guns away from the people. And, of course, once the people cannot defend themselves anymore, then the killing fields actually begin to start. And we'll, the UN, in case people don't realize it, is actually a martial law governmental system. It's a military system. That's where we're headed. That's what all this is about. And Nadler and the rest of them are committing high treason. Nobody dares call it treason. That's what it is. They do it under the guise of law. Still, nonetheless, it's treason. I call it slow treason. It's incremental treason. Here a little, there a little. As I've told you before, the Second Amendment of the Constitution, the right to bear arms, is to maintain a free state. Yeah, you can go hunting in self-defense, but the primary purpose of the Second Amendment was for the people to, if they had to, get together and put down a renegade government, people like Nadler, people like Hillary Clinton, people like Clapper, Brennan, people like Schumer, Pelosi, all these people. They are enemies. They are internal enemies of the United States. According to the Bible prophets, they're going to win the war. America has to go down. And so I think I don't know. What do you think, Larry? But I think maybe for the rest of this time, we're just going to see increasing lawlessness, increasing judgments on the part of the Lord. We got China moving. I want to get into that a little bit. Then Barry Rothman and the Epstein. Let's get into Barry Rothman's Bible codes now. You have that, right? Do you have it around handy?
Yeah, I've got it.
Why don't we get into that now? Because it kind of all dovetails together about lawlessness.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Barry Rothman on August the 12th ran two matrices on the question of the death of Jeff Epstein, suicide or murder. And really, really interesting what he found. In matrix number one, he found Epstein and Clinton and girl and trafficking and orgy and the phrase man who lies with the woman. And the very telling last wording on it was the island. Isn't that interesting? Because they just now went and checked out the island, and I was listening to some professionals, and they said this island should have been seized and investigated completely, actually before they arrested him. But
absolutely.
But the interesting thing is, Stuart, is the fact that everything we're seeing with deep state is that they simply don't. The only thing deep state seems to be good at is undermining and undercutting their president of the United States. That's almost all I can see they're fishing at all.
Well, not only are they undermining the United States, the stupid jerks are undermining themselves and their families. These people are heartless traitors. They'd sell their own children for a dollar. The reason the FBI didn't go to that island is they wanted to cleanse it first so that the all the rich people of the earth, the Psalm 2 leaders, were all cleansed. Most of them are pedophiles. Most of them are the most filthy, rotten individuals this world has ever seen. And so they have to cleanse everything. I don't believe Epstein's dead myself. I think the guy's been squirreled away somewhere. And I don't believe a thing that Barr is going to say or anybody else. These people now, Barr is deep state. He's been deep state for years. I don't know why people think any of this is going to change. It's not. Jesus Christ told us what was coming in America, Babylon. It's going down with 100% accuracy. These people got a rope around their collective necks. Jesus is busy sawing off the chair legs, and they are about to hang themselves. But this is what happens when lawlessness reigns. This is what happens when people lose their way. You know, and it's hard to fathom, but the Lord Jesus Christ actually loves everyone, and he's begging through tears, repent, repent. I'm real. I'm coming back, and I'm going to nail you all. You'll end up in eternal hellfire, deep state. It's real. The little powers that Satan can give you are nothing compared to what the Creator could give. They don't even understand that one, Larry. They're blind to it, just like Jesus said they would be. Totally blind, complete darkness. We're entering into this period now of gross spiritual darkness over the United States and basically the world. And they have no clue of what's coming. They have no clue of how dark spiritually they are because they will not do what Jesus told them to do. If they just simply do what he said, they'd see all of this and they'd know what it was. They'd know it was real. It's not a belief. It's not a faith. It's just direct divine knowledge. I don't get it. But, you know, it's hard to watch a nation go down the tubes. It really is. With everybody in it. People like Nadler. I mean, the Lord would forgive Nadler in a split second if he'd repent. You think he's going to repent? Absolutely not. They have disqualified minds, I guess, at kind of this point.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that Augusto Perez had another warning dream talking about where we're going. And what's interesting, what you just said, in that description of that dream, he says, and he's talking about the deep state and actually Democrats and Republicans, he says they have offended the Holy Spirit, have no desire to change. Their conscience has been seared as of the hot iron, and we're going down.
Yeah. I want to read a little bit of a prophecy here that came in, and I think you sent it to me, actually. 2019 is his summer of change. The next 2 to 3 years, food will become very unsafe. Evidently, this lady... visions have come true with absolute accuracy, and so I want to read part of this. It says, so considering this lady's track record, I would take this warning very, very seriously. 2019 has certainly been a year of changing and unusual weather patterns. Areas throughout the United States have had record rain, hail, flooding, heat, earthquakes. Multiple states were devastated this past spring with deadly flooding. In December of 2017, God had shown me that in the future, Nebraska and Dakotas would see horrendous losses of cattle laying dead in the fields from terrible storms. In early 2019, in grief, we watched the TV news and reports showing drowned herds of cattle laying in Nebraskan fields. News reported that Nebraska alone, over 1 million cattle were estimated to have drowned just in the spring of 2019. This summer, God again showed me that more devastating storms will bring catastrophic losses of cattle, hogs, sheep, poultry in many states. I've seen herds of cattle laying dead again in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Nebraska from snowstorms and blizzards. I think she's talking about 2020 winter. I have shown horses, cattle, poultry burning and wiped out. Houses in barns and in open fields in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. We will see tornadoes in more and more states not known for tornadoes. Same for earthquakes. The Ring of Fire area in the Pacific will dramatically increase in earthquakes. The weather extremes will continue to become more intense, more dangerous, more damaging. Cold weather temperatures will set record-setting cold lows. The hot weather temperatures will become hotter and more extreme also. Humidity in some southern states will cause many heart attacks, breathing and asthma attacks, and health problems as never before. Storms will pop up without warning. We will watch storms arise without warning out of their normal seasons. Hurricane season will become extended. There will be a time coming very soon where fires will become a problem in nearly every state. Fires in the cities, the mountains, countrysides, arson fires, wildfires, forest fires, grass fires. These fires will burn fast and hot and will take multiple lives, both human and animal. Florida and Georgia will lose produce from hard frost coming to these states, ruined by frost and freezing their orange and lemon crops. Boy, this is a bad warning, folks. In the coming 2 to 3 years, there will be continued weather devastations of crops in the United States. There will be not enough animal feeds to feed American farmers and ranchers' livestock. In the 2017 warning to God's remnant, God spoke through me. He showed me crops, especially corn, rotting in fields where flooding had occurred. We have already seen this summer new footage, and I've seen it myself, pictures, corn standing in fields of water, rotting. Anyway, she goes on and on. I don't want to keep going with it, but we're in a lot of trouble. So anyway, let's move on to what's going on with the Chinese now. I did get a vet from another article, and I think it came from a Russian newspaper. Chinese police trucks now seen in Hong Kong. This is how they're kind of playing that.
Yeah,
you and I both know, Larry. They're troops. They're Chinese PLA troops.
Well, it's kind of interesting, Stuart, that now you have to get your dues out of Russia. I mean, what an irony, you know?
Yeah. Our media, including Fox News, unfortunately, all mainstream TV media, almost all newspaper media, and now a good share of online media has been infiltrated. And unfortunately, you do have to go elsewhere. And the ones that are really telling the truth, they're shutting them down left and right. We are entering a time of remember when the Lord said, "The night soon cometh when no man can work." He also said that the last days are filled with nothing but lies and deceptions, violence and murder, rape, and all this good stuff that fallen mankind just loves to do, evidently. And then we, on top of all this, we have these filthy, rotten human beings that are our leaders, and the world people keep putting them back into power. Got to be the mystery of iniquity, Larry. What else could it be?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go from here, then?
Yeah, that's sad, Stuart, because of the fact that, you know, there's so many of them. I mean, we used to think we had a government, and we knew there were some good people in it, and there still are some good ones, but they're having to be very quiet. The people running the show are really bad folks.
Yep. I mean, even Trump says you got some very evil dudes that are in power. And they are. They're very evil people, and nobody is doing anything about it. The American people could rise up tomorrow morning, put a stop to all this, and they won't do it. U.S. stocks recorded one of the worst declines of the year after signs of slowing economic growth. 800 points. What do you make of that, Larry? Are they going to pull the plug now on the stock market? Is this part of the scheme?
I've been listening on Fox Business to some of the experts who are saying that this is being manipulated, and it appears that they're pulling out all the stops and trying to destroy Trump, and they've got to destroy his economy. So they're on the way. I mean, this may be a bad weekend coming up. We're going to have to really watch and be cautious. And I'll tell you what, Stuart, I feel for the people that live in the big cities.
Yeah, you can warn these people, and you can warn them, and they just roll their eyes. In fact, this lady in this prophecy said, you know, her own relatives are telling her, "Hey, quit doing this. You're really disturbing my sleep. You're making me uncomfortable by telling me all this stuff. I will not hear it. You're just a false prophet, and you're just lying through your teeth." That's the way people are. They don't want their comfort zone pricked at all. They just want to go on, and unfortunately, this is exactly what happened in the days of Israel before Titus stormed Jerusalem. They were having tea parties watching Titus's troops. Well, after a while, they started eating their own kids. I have no clue about American or the human mind. I don't understand it. Here's something else for you guys out there listening. Project Veritas. Google whistleblower goes public. I saw something dark and nefarious going on. And at the end of it, he says, they are using it and tampering with the elections to essentially overthrow the United States. Now let's add what's going on in Philadelphia, what they're warning they're going to do this weekend. Added on to just about everything we've talked about, what do you got? The overthrow of the United States. Destabilization, then chaos, get the guns under martial law, and then the killing fields begin. Anything else you got, Larry?
Well, trying to read my notes real quick here. There seems to be a lot. There was one report that I told you that just popped up on Breitbart News, and that was the Chinese state media is now warning that India's reckless Kashmir move is a nuclear war provocation. So it appears that China is pivoting towards Pakistan to support Pakistan and are warning that this may go nuclear. So we haven't been making this up, Stuart. It seems like it is moving in that direction.
Yeah, and then we got the other problem where I read that Israel had shot down a Syrian fighter. And here's something preparing for Ezekiel 38:19? Israel's Navy leads major multinational earthquake drill. Isn't that interesting in view of Ezekiel's comments about a major earthquake over there? Folks, this is just going on and on and on and on. It's amazing. Have you got anything else on Larry's Barry Rothman's? You said he had two codes.
He ran a very interesting code right after the mass shootings, the one in, the two that we just recently had, and he said there appears the Torah talks about a link between video games and mass shootings. In one matrix, it says violent game, number two, threat, number three, video, number four, shooter, number five, do not cheat your neighbor. And then it also included a matrix with Crucius and Patrick and in the end of days. Basically, what it's saying is that that it appears the video games is part of a program to bring out mass shooters and mass shootings.
Yep. It's part of this, the love of many grows cold, where they're programming it. They're programming our kids to even kill their own parents. This stuff is really, really evil, and I know almost everybody allows their kids to play these video games. And they should be all burned. In fact, most people should turn off the TV sets. They're almost worthless at this point. All they are is propaganda and programming, and people would be well advised, actually, to not turn on your TV, except for news, which you can't get now anyway, closing it down with Erdogan may buy Russian fighter jets after Trump refused F-35. So Turkey is slowly oscillating but going over to the side of the Russians, exactly as Bible prophecy says they have to do. What else you got, Larry, for a close?
Well, I just mentioned maybe Friday night I had a communication with Jonathan Gray. And
yes.
I'm going to talk a little bit about it and give an update on the Mira device that was found in Russia. And we can talk about that.
Yeah, that is an amazing thing. And it kind of verifies everything the Bible says anyway. It's just another form of verification. Folks, particularly you guys in deep state, the Bible mathematically cannot be refuted. That ought to make you think. The Bible cannot mathematically be refuted. Mathematics confirms totally the Bible is absolutely true. And you got all these gainsayers out there. They're going to wish they hadn't been gainsayers. Let me put it to you that way. In fact, I wrote several books called The Gainsayers. it was a good seller, too. And if people want it, they can get a hold of us. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. I guess we'll have a bigger show on Friday for sure. And if anything breaks, of course, obviously we will come on. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for listening. And heads up, your redemption draws near. Remember, to be off tomorrow. Good night.